These days, jazz organist and Buffalo native Dr. Lonnie Smith travels the world, headlining festivals and concerts. He was once honored by Downbeat magazine as Organist of the Year. His music has been sampled by the digital generation of musicians. He now has his own production company, Pilgrimage Productions. But his jazz career began when he was given a Hammond B3 organ by the late Art Kubera, a legend among Buffalo musicians of the time.
He was my angel. He was my angel, Pat. Because I used to go in and set every day the closing time. I went there one day and he says, "Son, could I ask you a question?" I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "Why do you come in here every day and you just sit?" I say, "Sir," I looked at him, I say, "Sir, if I had an instrument, I could learn how to play. If I could play, I could make a living." A few days later, I came in and I said, as usual. And when he closed, he says, "Come with me." He took me in the back. And when he opened his door to his house, I could spot it right off. Brand new Hammond organ. And my eyes lit up. I had no idea, you know, that that was going to be mine. And I sat there and I was all lit up and happy. He says, "If you can get this out, it's yours." So, I mean, he helped so many musicians. Can't say enough about him, good about him.
Although he ultimately caught the ears of players like Grant Green, Lou Donaldson, and George Benson, Dr. Smith had to learn on the job and learn fast.
I was trying, struggling, you know. Did pretty good. First gig we played was in Akron. I made it through that. The next gig was a place called Pittsburgh. That's where George is from, George Benson. But out at Birdie's Hurricane Lounge. And she says, "Who is that on organ?" Because she heard the group. She says, "If y'all don't, you don't have to get someone else." That week, she wrote a thing where they said their favorite organist, it was Jimmy Smith and Lonnie Smith. What had happened, she said she never seen anybody learn that quick. That was within a week. Because she wanted me out of there, and she said she never heard anybody learn that fast. Like, I was gone.
How long had you been playing up to that point?
Oh, several months. Because I was singing. I was more of a vocalist.
Dr. Smith was soon backing up the biggest names in the business.
Everything just went, I mean, blown up really big. Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight, The Impressions. I played behind a lot of famous groups. And I didn't know. This was a major thing going on.
And there was more to come.
John Hammond, he helped Bruce Springsteen and all of them, Count Basie and everyone. He's the top, Columbia Records. And he heard us, and he wanted to sign George. And he signed me up, and that's the beginning. And then, before you know it, we made a record. And then, right after that, Lou Donaldson was doing a record. They needed someone. They called George and myself and Idris Muhammad. Alligator Boogaloo was a hit. They called me immediately. "We want to sign you." And they signed me with Blue Note Records. They took me from Columbia Records and signed me with Blue Note. Now, that's pretty good. Now, I had already a contract with John Hammond.
And a lifetime of music later, Buffalo is still home to Dr. Smith.
What's it like to be back in town playing?
Great. It's always a great feeling because it is home. And I will not dodge it. This is my home. And if I can do anything, this is my home. So turning it down is not a question. I won't think of anything like that. I love playing music, but I really wasn't in it for the fame or fortune or all of that. I love playing music. I mean, my whole life has been blessed. I've been really blessed.
Dr. Lonnie Smith, jazz icon, Buffalo Music and Jazz Organ Fellowship Hall of Fame member, is playing in his hometown tonight, performing at the Trough.
You're going to hear my trio, and we'll be playing music from my latest album called The Healer on Pilgrimage Records.
Which is your own label.
Yes.
You've become Rudy Van Gelder.
I don't know about that.
I would like to thank you for taking the time to come down and talk to us.
Thank you, Pat. I enjoy myself.
I'm Pat Feltball for WBFO.